And you are the opening act for the Faulkner Center this year.
Yeah, it's going to be so much fun to kick off the season. You know, it's my honor to kind of start things rolling.
And you've been busy pretty much since, what, last spring? Is that
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. In fact, I counted up the days, and between July 1st of last year and July 1st of this year, I was home in Houston about 25% of the year. So I had a lot of work last season, which I'm happy for, but I'm also happy to have some quality time at home.
Can you tell us a little bit about the show that's going to happen on September 7th?
Absolutely. I cannot wait for September 7th. I have built this program for the U of A for this. It is made up of all songs that I've never sung before, that I've always wanted to sing and just never had the chance to, except for one song I've sung before. And if I do my job right, you won't be able to tell which one I've done before. But basically, the first half of the program is through the year's theme. And so I trace years that are interesting to me, basically. So I have a couple of songs that were written in 1871, which was the year U of A was established.
Oh, wow.
A Gounod song and a Brahms song. And then the rest of the first half is all made up of songs written when the composers were 33. Because when I was crafting this program, I was about to turn 33, and I was kind of obsessed with it because, you know, growing up in Arkansas, I always thought of 33 as the Jesus birthday. And, you know, it's like, it's kind of the idea that, okay, well, if you haven't saved the world by the time you're 33, you know, what are you doing?
Right.
So it's mainly songs by Chaminade and Fauré and Brahms written when they were 33. And the second half of the program is mostly based on Harvey, actually, because I live in Houston. I've made my home here, my husband and the dog, for, gosh, 8 years now, I think. It's almost exactly a year ago this week that Harvey hit. And, you know, we weathered the storm much better than many in Houston. We didn't lose our house, and we didn't get flooded, but it was still very scary. When I was putting together this program, Harvey was really on my mind. Most of the songs on the second half have to do with storms and rain and wind and the sea. Lyndon and I are going to end the recital with a really gorgeous set that I kind of smushed together of two excerpts from Edward Elgar's Sea Pictures. And then Defaya has this amazing song called Olas Gigantes, which is gigantic waves. And it's just the most amazing song about storms and waves and the sea, and it pairs so well with the Elgar Sea Pictures. That's really my favorite way of putting together recitals, is basically all of the song sets on this recital are built that way.
Tell me a little bit about Lyndon. Has he been with the project from the incept? How did that working relationship come about? What has that been like?
You know, I love working with Lyndon. He and I overlapped, I think, 4 years at the U of A. So he and I worked together a lot while we were both at the U of A. And so even though he was a piano major, he was always interested in the voice and working with the voice. We actually haven't worked together since we were both at the U of A in 2008.
So this is kind of like a homecoming for both of you to sort of...
It really is. It really is. And I've always wanted to work with him again. So now that we're both kind of more in the middle of the country, it's much easier to kind of meet in the middle in Arkansas and do a program together.
Wonderful. And it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you, Sarah.
Oh, thanks so much, Sumner. I appreciate it.